Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I'm going to talk to you about beauty at every age. I think society makes it very hard for all of us to age, especially hard for women to age. It seems like we're very accepted in society when we're 20, 30, 40, but you hit 50 and suddenly it's all over. We need to have more acceptance of aging, especially as aesthetic injectors and plastic surgeons and providers. I think it's so critical. It's so hard on women to have to be perfect at everything we do, whether it's raising children, being a good wife, being a good mom, being beautiful. It's very hard. We're raising women in their 20s who are so perfection driven that it literally is giving them lifetime of pathology, insecurity, and just, you know, personality erosion. There's no more focus on character and strength of personality. It's all about external beauty. And I think that's so wrong. And I'm teaching my daughters differently. I, of course, I'm always going to value beauty in our lives. I think when you look in the mirror, you want to see a reflection of your identity. And it should be a reflection of your ethnicity, your individual characteristics, the things that make you you. And it should be hopefully balanced and harmonious in a way that you accept your face and you love your face. And if not, we have the technology to improve that. And I also want you to maintain it all of your life. Just like any car, you need a good service plan. You can't drive your car for 80 years and not put gas and maintenance and tuning it up into that vehicle. You need to do that as well for your face, your body. We need to maintain. So in aesthetics, what we do is not necessarily about change and always driving people to perfectionist measurements. It's more about maintenance of self-identity and maintaining secure confidence in who you are and adjusting the little features that bother you every day, because we want you to be able to look at yourself and like what you see. What are the things you can do at every age to make sure that you're aging gracefully? I'm going to give you guys recommendations for your 20s and 30s, then into your 40s and 50s, and then 50s and beyond. Because believe it or not, the average woman now is going to live to be about 90. And for men, it might be about 5 years less than that, 80 to 83. But I think it's so important to start learning the building blocks of how to maintain your beauty at every age. And they don't teach you this in school. They don't teach you this in college. This is stuff you learn from beauty magazines and beauty influencers. But there is a science to maintenance of your skin and the things you need to do and the age at which you should start. Because, you know, you don't need to do too much. I think too much is overwhelming and then you're not going to do it. But let's start with our 20s and 30s. So when you're 20, for sure you should be on sunscreen. Number one thing that causes aging, 90% of facial aging is related to sun damage. That's right, 90. Can you imagine that? 90% of facial aging can be prevented with the use of a really good sunscreen. So I recommend a mineral-based sunscreen rather than chemical-based. Any sunscreen, of course, is great and better than nothing. But if I had my way, I would definitely recommend mineral sunscreen for the simple reason that it's reflective. It's a barrier to sun penetrating the skin surface. The sun rays hit you, they bounce right off. And it's better for treatment of melasma and hyperpigmentation. I think as you move into your 30s, your cell renewal rate slows down and you need to exfoliate more regularly. So I recommend exfoliating with a glycolic acid. And definitely in your 30s is the time that you're going to start using an antioxidant as well as retinol. Remember that retinol products or Retin-A products remove dead skin layers. They exfoliate and turn over the skin faster. They improve thickness of the dermis and the skin, and they speed up skin renewal. They prevent retin-As, they prevent fine lines and wrinkles, and they prevent you from getting skin thinning and grandma skin. Sorry, grandmas out there, but that's the fact. We love our grandmas. We don't need grandma thin skin. We want to start in your 20s and 30s using antioxidants to help repair and prevent damage to the skin. They also are going to help you with your collagen production, promote healing, and reducing fine lines and wrinkles. So that means like a vitamin C serum. Definitely a super potent one. Mine is 20% vitamin C. It is the most amazing product. You would love it. It's an oil-based serum. and it soaks right in. We also use ferulic acid in conjunction with the vitamin C because that just amplifies the antioxidant potential. Remember, your skin is like a piece of paper. It's going to get broken down and it's going to develop fine lines, age spots, pigmentations. The way to prevent that is to use an antioxidant. Vitamin C is like a lightener. It is ascorbic acid. It's going to lighten, brighten, and tighten and help with those solar damage spots. In your 20s and 30s, you might also be someone who starts Botox. Not everybody wants to use Botox. Those of us who have fine lines from repetitive frowning, crinkling, and squinting, Botox is amazing and will keep you from getting permanent etched lines. So in your 20s and 30s, take a look at your face, notice if you're developing etched lines, and start doing your Botox, a baby dose even, every 4 to 6 months. It's just preventative. Now, in your 40s, what should you be doing? In your 40s, 30s to 40s, and you know, up to about age 45, 50, you need to start doing regular maintenance. So Botox becomes every 3 to 4 months. Using products that bring more water content in the skin is so important. Topical hyaluronic acids restore moisture to the skin and they hold 1,000 times their water weight. And they almost act like a topical line filler, helping the skin to look dewy and refreshed. You have to continue with your Retin-A, of course. If you never started in your 30s, for sure in your 40s, you need to use a Retin-A. Retinol speeds your collagen turnover. It improves the fine lines and tone and texture of the skin. And start taking care of your eyes. You need to use an eye cream to reduce under-eye volume loss, which begins in the 20s, starts to really show in the 30s, and by the 40s, all of us will have some thinning and crepiness under the eyes. I recommend a retinol-based eye cream. Not all eye creams have that. My Revitalize eye cream is amazing because it has Retin-A in it and ingredients to lighten, brighten, and tighten the crepey texture of the under eye. You need some strengthening in your under eye. It's a myth that you can't use Retin-A and retinol products around the eye. You truly can. They have to have a cosmetically elegant formulation. They have to be non-irritating, and you have to start slowly and gradually amp your way up. With any Retin-A retinol product, you'll use a pea-sized amount. Divide that pea into quarters, a quarter on each quadrant of the face, and that gets massaged in. Often you can dilute that with a quarter size of moisturizer, and that helps it spread and penetrate more easily without being extra strong. We often will start our Retin-A's every other day or twice a week, and then gradually amp up to every night. But remember, don't forget retinol around the eye. And also, don't forget simple things that make the eye look more youthful, like longer lashes with a lash serum. I have an amazing one. Anything that gives you a little more definition to your brow. The Lash Brow Wow Serum is excellent. You can use that for your brow, for your lashes. But it just really accentuates youthfulness. As we age, there's so much thinning of the eyebrow and the eyelashes that more density just looks better. And please don't get addicted to lash extensions, because once you see yourself with those gorgeous princess eyes, you can never go back to not having lashes, and those extensions will definitely ruin your lash roots long term. So I encourage people to try maybe the natural growth alternatives like the lash serums. I think that the 30s and 40s is a great time to start thinking about under eye filler to give you a more youthful and awake look. Fillers, of course, should be started very gradually and only as a volume replacement. And 30s to 40s is a great age. This is where the apple of the cheek starts to deflate and descend, causing sometimes some heaviness on the nasolabial folds and lower face. I'm a big fan of doing cheeks as my number one thing I recommend patients start with, because it lifts the weight off of the nasolabial fold, it improves the uplift of the face, and it just looks more youthful. It gives you 5 years back, that look. As you age, your natural collagen breaks down and facial volumes are going to change whether you like it or not. Sculptra is an excellent way to maintain long-term facial volume, and I'm getting more and more of my patients started at age 30 to 40 with collagen replacement biostimulators. If you are going to have improved thickness of the skin, improved quality of the skin, and build volume in places where we know you're going to lose it, like in your temples, in your pregel area, in your preauricular area. These are areas where Sculptra is amazing. And when you're 30 to 40, you grow collagen very speedily. If you wait to start doing collagen biostimulators in your 50s and 60s, you just don't grow collagen as quickly or efficiently at those ages. So I highly recommend building the beautiful volume that looks really natural and easy to maintain early on with collagen biostimulators. We don't want to rush everybody into getting hyaluronic gel fillers. We can definitely use them for the soft tissue areas of the face, like the under eyes, the lips. It's okay for cheek augmentation. But in general, remember that these gel fillers can absorb a lot of water content. They need to be very precisely placed by an expert at the right depth and the right plane. Hopefully, you start with someone who knows what they're doing, because a lifetime of filler can accumulate in your face, and that is not a bad thing. If it's placed correctly, it's going to keep you youthful for a long time. And if it's placed superficially or incorrectly, it starts to just look freaking weird on camera, on TV, and the places that we see it, where suddenly the human brain realizes that that face doesn't move normal, it doesn't look normal, or has weird puffy patches. So that is very important to do your research and who you allow to touch your face. Please spend the time, do the research, spend a little more money over your lifetime. It is worth it to look beautiful, fresh, and maintained without looking like you have filler face. As you age in your 40s, also my recommendation is to look at your jawline, because this area tends to lose bone density as well, and the resulting facial volume loss can give you early jowling. So sometimes jawline filler is excellent in your 40s as well. Now let's skip to your 50s and 60s. This is a really great age to start remembering your neck. We don't even think about our neck when we're 20, 30, not even when you're 40. But in your 50s, nature makes you look at your neck and you realize you're getting creping, textural change, neck bands. A good neck cream is key. The neck does not produce enough oils. The skin of the neck is different from the skin of the face. I love my neck cream. It's amazing because I use it twice a day. It has peptides and lipids that are so essential to improve the firmness of the neck. So Titan Lift and Contour technology comes in mine. And just paying attention to your neck twice a day with uplifting massage and lymphatic massage along the jawline is going to improve your contour and your definition there. Botox for your vertical neck bands is critical. Collagen biostimulators like hyperdilute, radius, or calcium hydroxyapatite, that can be injected to the tissues of the neck to create thickness instead of thin, crepey, tissue paper-like tissues. That takes a few sessions. It's definitely worth it. I recommend in your 50s and 60s to start using a stem cell growth factor serum. You need to do more than just vitamin C and retin-A. Over time, the skin needs that boost of stem cell growth factors to teach it to behave youthfully again. As you lose estrogens, your skin will thin. Skin thickness is so important to the youthful appearance. You produce less collagen and the pores stretch open, and everything just loses elasticity. So it becomes like last year's bathing suit. It's still cute, but losing its stretch. You want to use a stem cell growth factor. These are the products that are going to turn on collagen production. They're going to remind your cells to behave more youthfully at the cellular level, to turn on the functionalities that start to slowly fade and give you that boost of everyday tightening, improve collagen production, improve elasticity. I love my stem cell growth factor. And in your 50s to 60s and beyond is the time when you really need to look at your face at least twice a year. My patients are coming in about every 6 months. And we sometimes will work on the upper face. Sometimes we work on their lower face. This is the time when you want a professional to look at your face and kind of assess where aging changes are taking place. This is the time when you decide if you need a facelift. If you're someone who's having changes where you definitely need to have a surgical intervention, if you may want to try threads, and if you're aging well because you've been maintaining, perhaps just continuing with a regular collagen stimulator. I have patients who are 80 who've been doing Sculptra regularly and who look beautiful and amazing, who haven't had a facelift and never want to. And sometimes I think that's the way this industry is trending, towards non-surgical, no downtime procedures you can do that just maintain who you are without drastically changing you. But some of us will need surgery, and that's not a bad thing. I think tightening and trimming excess skin and laxity is essential for eyelids. It's really important when your neck starts to bother you. So in your 50s and 60s and beyond is where you really need to assess your face and really cultivate a relationship with someone who's known your face for a lot of years, is going to honestly tell you if you can still do fillers, Sculptra, Botox, or if you need to do the next step, which is lasers, threads, or surgery. And those are my key ideas. I think beauty is so important at every age. So 20s to 30s, start with the maintenance and the preventative measures. 30s to 40s, start doing the little micro tweakments, micro filler, small amounts, precisely placed. 40s to 50s, go with your collagen stimulators. 50s and beyond, think about early surgery interventions. Remember, you only have about 2 major surgeries in your lifetime in your face, 2 facelifts before you start looking funny. And that's no matter who you are or who you see. A human face needs to be allowed to age, and we need to teach that. We need to learn that as women, acceptance of who we are, acceptance of the aging process, understanding that grace and beauty and strength can be seen in every face. That's what we want to learn for ourselves and our patients. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing skincare products, especially my stem cell growth factor, vitamin C. Those are my absolute faves, and the neck cream. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.